Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, I'm Patricia. I'm 32 years old, and I'm here to share my story about how I learned the hard way that some people wear masks to hide their true nature. I've worked my way up from an entry-level position to become a marketing executive at one of Atlanta's top firms. It wasn't easy. Long nights, countless presentations, and years of dedication. That's where I met Marcus, or rather, where he found me. "You're the most ambitious woman I've ever met," he said during our first coffee date.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back then, I thought it was a compliment. Marcus, with his perfectly tailored suits and charismatic smile, seemed like the perfect catch. A successful real estate developer who appeared to appreciate a career-driven woman. My sister Emma was thrilled when we got married. "Finally, someone who matches your energy, Trish," she said at our wedding. Our parents, Robert and Diana, welcomed him into the family with open arms. Even Tyler, Marcus's business partner, told me how lucky Marcus was to have found me. But things started changing slowly.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
It began with small comments about my late meetings. Another dinner with clients? That's the third this week. "Just closing the Henderson account, honey. You know how important this is for the firm." "I'm sure that's all it is." His tone made my stomach turn. Then came the constant phone checking. I'd catch him scrolling through my messages while I was in the shower. "Just making sure you're safe," he'd say with that smile that used to make me weak in the knees but now made me uneasy. Sarah, my new colleague at work, was the first to notice something was off. During lunch one day, she watched me decline a call from Marcus for the third time. "Does he always check up on you this much?" "He's just protective," I said. But even I didn't believe it anymore. Last week, I got the news about my promotion to senior marketing executive. Instead of celebration, I got interrogation. "Who else was up for the position?" Marcus demanded over dinner. "Just Richard from Digital and Karen from..." "Richard? The one you had that project with last month?" "Marcus, I earned this promotion. I've been working towards it for years." "Sure you have." He pushed away from the table. "I'm sure all those late nights with Richard had nothing to do with it." I watched him storm off to his home office, slamming the door behind him. My phone buzzed, a text from Emma asking about celebration plans for my promotion. I stared at the message, my finger hovering over the keyboard, knowing that any plans I made would lead to another interrogation. That's when I realized my success was becoming his weapon against me. Every achievement became ammunition for accusations. Every late meeting turned into an inquisition. Every business dinner became a reason for suspicion. My dream job was turning into his nightmare.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And I was starting to see that the charming man I married was just a perfect facade. The night of my father's 60th birthday started as a perfect celebration at Le Bordeaux, one of the most elegant restaurants in the city. I had spent weeks planning every detail, from the private dining room to the vintage wine selection. My dad deserved nothing less. "Where's Marcus?" Mom asked as we were being seated. I checked my phone for the 10th time. "He's running late. Some client meeting." I stood up, champagne glass in hand, ready to honor my father. "Dad, you've always been my rock. When I was a little girl selling lemonade, you taught me about business. When I struggled through college, working two jobs." The restaurant door slammed open. Marcus stumbled in, his tie loose and eyes blazing. I could smell the whiskey from across the room. "Well, isn't this touching?" His voice carried through the quiet restaurant. "Little Patricia, telling everyone how she struggled. Should we tell them about your other struggles, honey?" "Marcus, please sit down," I whispered, my hands shaking. "This is my father's night." "Oh yes, Robert's night. Let's talk about how your perfect daughter really got ahead in life. All those late night meetings, those business trips." Emma stood up so fast her chair fell backward. "That's enough, Marcus. Stay out of this." He turned back to the stunned guests. "You all think she's so perfect. Did she tell you about the Henderson account? How she spent 3 hours in Richard's office with the door closed?" My mother gasped. Tyler, who had been invited as a family friend, stepped forward. "Marcus, you're drunk. Let me take you home." "Don't touch me." Marcus shoved Tyler away. "Everyone needs to know what kind of woman they're celebrating. You think she got that promotion because of talent? Ask Richard. Ask any of them." "How dare you?" Emma's voice cut through the chaos. "My sister has worked her ass off for everything she's achieved. The only person sleeping their way anywhere is you. Or did you think Patricia doesn't know about Jennifer from your sales team?" Marcus lunged forward, but Tyler caught his arm. My father was on his feet now, and several waiters had appeared. I grabbed my purse, my legs somehow carrying me toward the door. Behind me, I could hear the commotion growing. Emma's continued confrontation, Tyler's attempts to control Marcus, my mother's sobs. I walked out into the cold night air, tears streaming down my face. My phone started buzzing immediately, Marcus's face flashing on the screen. I declined call after call as I walked, my heels clicking on the pavement, each step taking me further from the nightmare behind me. The final text came as I flagged down a taxi. "You're nothing without me, nothing." I turned off my phone, gave the driver Emma's address, and watched the city lights blur through my tears. The perfect facade had finally shattered, and there was no going back. 2 weeks at Emma's house, and I was finally starting to breathe again. My sister had converted her home office into a temporary sanctuary for me, complete with a fold-out couch and my favorite coffee machine. "You won't believe what I found," Sarah said, dropping a stack of papers on Emma's kitchen table. "Remember Marcus's ex-wife, Karen? She filed a restraining order 3 years before you met him." My hands trembled as I read the documents. "He told me she was unstable, that she made up stories about him." "Classic Marcus," Sarah scoffed. "He's been telling people at the office that you're having a mental breakdown. Johnson from accounting told me he's been spreading rumors about you and Richard for months." The doorbell rang, making me jump, Emma opened it to reveal Tyler, looking exhausted and carrying a leather briefcase. "I should have come forward sooner," Tyler said, spreading files across the table. "Look at these construction permits. Marcus has been falsifying documents, cutting corners on safety regulations, but that's not all." He pulled out more papers, emails, text messages, surveillance photos. "He's been contacting your clients, telling them you're unstable, suggesting they work with other account managers. He's been sabotaging your projects from the inside." "That son of a bitch," Emma muttered, reading over my shoulder. "Wait until you see what I found." She pulled up her laptop, showing a series of messages between Marcus and various women. All clients, all married, all manipulated with the same tactics he used on me. "Karen agreed to meet with us," Emma added. "She's ready to talk." 2 hours later, we sat in a quiet cafe listening to Karen's story. Her hands shook just like mine. "It starts with control, checking your phone, questioning your friends. Then come the accusations, the public humiliation. He wants to break you down until you believe you're nothing without him." "Did he ever?" I couldn't finish the question. "No physical abuse, if that's what you're asking. He's too smart for that. It's all psychological. He destroyed my career, my friendships, my self-worth. When I finally left, he made sure no one in our social circle believed me." Tyler leaned forward. "Patricia, there's more. The reason I came forward? Marcus is under investigation. Those falsified permits? 3 people were injured on one of his construction sites last month. He tried to pin it on his site manager, but I have proof he ordered the substandard materials." "He's going to lose everything. The DA's office is already looking into the permit fraud." My phone lit up with another message from Marcus. "Come home. We can work this out. You're making a mistake." Karen saw the message and touched my arm. "That's exactly what he said to me. Word for word." "I've already contacted HR with evidence of his harassment," Sarah added. "They're launching an internal investigation about the rumors he's been spreading." I stared at the mountain of evidence before me. The truth behind the perfect facade finally exposed. Marcus hadn't just fooled me, he'd fooled everyone. But now, piece by piece, his carefully constructed world was about to come crashing down. The lawsuit hit Marcus like a thunderbolt on a clear day. While he was busy trying to destroy my reputation, Tyler had been working with authorities, providing evidence of every falsified permit, every fraudulent deal. "Your husband's company is under federal investigation," my lawyer said during our divorce meeting. "And that's just the beginning. Did you see this?" Emma rushed into my office, waving her phone. 4 more women have come forward about Marcus. All the same pattern manipulation, gaslighting affairs." I was too busy reading the email from our CEO to respond. "Congratulations on your promotion to VP of Marketing. Your handling of the recent situation has shown remarkable professionalism." My phone buzzed. Marcus calling for the 100th time. This time I answered. "Please, Patricia. I'm losing everything. The Thompson contract just pulled out. The DA is freezing my accounts. I need you." "Like I needed you when you tried to destroy my career?" "I was wrong. I know that now. We can start over. I'll get help. I'll change. Goodbye, Marcus." I hung up as Sarah burst into my office. "Turn on the news. Marcus's company just filed for bankruptcy." The headline scrolled across my screen. "Major real estate developer faces multiple federal charges. CEO Marcus Reynolds could face up to 15 years. "He's getting exactly what he deserves," Emma said, popping a champagne bottle in my new corner office. "Multiple lawsuits, bankruptcy, and his reputation is destroyed." Sarah raised her glass. "To karma." "To justice," I corrected. "Sometimes karma doesn't just knock, it kicks down the door." "What would you do if your spouse tried to publicly humiliate you at a family event? Would you walk away quietly like I did? Or would you have confronted them right there?"